the purpose of all art is to expand our imaginations and visions and ideas about how to look at the world. There's a very wide range of definitions of art. When you go to a museum, you go with a particular mindset, often to see a particular show of a certain artist or a range of shows, or just to experience, you know, some part of the Metropolitan Museum in New York, for instance, is to go into another land, another world, and see how they think about things. Public art is obviously just work that's out there that you encounter when you're not necessarily in that museum frame of mind. And sometimes it's something you might expect, like a general on a horseback in a park that commemorates something, or commemorates a war memorial, a personal memorial of some kind, you know, honoring some human being, historic or otherwise. I think, you know, those things are often called art, and they are in our world.
Most impressive to tourists is the serene and lovely Lincoln Memorial, built of white marble in the Doric order of Greek architecture. Within it is a statue of Lincoln designed by Daniel Chester French. It is widely recognized as one of the best of the nation's many Lincoln statues.
Some art pushes us beyond the general on the horseback, and contemporary art, you know, can be all over the place.
The term public art's been sort of used and abused and misused, and it means different things to different people. One of the things it means is art that's been specifically designed for a public place, but it can be seen in a much broader way, and it can be thought of as art that simply exists in a public place. If you take a piece of sculpture that is, you know, in some private situation and put it in a public place, it becomes in some way public art, inevitably. And in some ways, a lot of work that is not necessarily intended for the public can be some of the most interesting work when it's put in public.
Good artists obviously have a really wonderful way of thinking creatively about how they perceive the world, and they create these artworks that make us think differently about things. And that's a great thing to have on the walls of any institution, scientific or otherwise, actually.
I don't regard public art as a luxury any more than I regard fine architecture as a luxury. Given my personal conviction, and which I think is widely shared, or else there wouldn't be public art so widely spread, and certainly both here and in Europe. Given the conviction that public art is important, I think it deserves the same consideration as fine architecture. You shouldn't vote down either fine architecture or public art merely because at the moment you're in a financially difficult time. If you can build a building, you ought to try to afford a good architect, and you ought to try to afford the fine art, because they both amortize over time to an inconsequential piece of the construction costs.
You know, if you're in touch with your environment changes as you change. I have looked at a lot of proposals over the years. I have looked at these ideas many times and thought, man, that is just not interesting. You know, that's a really dumb idea. I can't believe, you know, we don't want to do that, do we? And that was something I thought, you know, about several of these works through the years. And then what they became was something completely different from that. So I don't worry too much about that. You know, when it comes to dealing with it, I think, well, you know, maybe I don't like this thing, but I might like it a whole lot by the time it's done. And I may not even like it as much as I thought when it's done, and then 10 years later I'll like it, you know, 10 times more.
People change their minds about things. I always say, if you don't like it, try to think about why you don't like it. At the university, you want to embrace a controversy. That's what education is about, you know, is thinking different ways about these things and having different responses and trying to understand those responses or trying to talk about them so that it's not just a knee-jerk reaction. But if it has substance, then maybe it's worth thinking about.
Some public art has committees which are just too large. 15 people should not have a vote. Democracy does not make good public art. In the end, once the artist is chosen, it would be good to give them a relatively free range as long as things are safe, meet ADA standards, toxics, everything like this. But once those things are met, I think that it should happen. Sometimes the work becomes a little controversial for whatever reason. I think that's a time when professionals might have to just deal with how to best edit and still not lose a whole program.
Obviously, just as in the general population, there's some who are more interested than others. I certainly talk about it quite a lot. Having been on the committee, I like to get people's opinions about what they think about different pieces around the campus. And so, yeah, I stimulate some of that conversation and just to see what they think. And it's fun to hear their responses because a lot of them are not big art fans, you know, in terms of having thought about it a lot. And so it's great to see what they think about some of the pieces that are considered great art by outsiders, and yet they may not know that. The important thing, of course, is that it does stimulate. And that's what I really like having around, is all that stimulating artwork.
I like it all. I have to say I like everything. I mean, even if I don't necessarily like, you know, a component of something, I just like art in general, you know. So it doesn't matter what it is. I think it's great, even if it inspires controversy.
People say, how can you call that art? Well, you know, what is art? Art is an experience that hopefully takes you someplace you haven't been.
Life is long, and it's also short, and things have to change if life is going to be interesting. And it's a good thing that our environment can change that way, because if it always remained the same, if everything that you build, you know, just sort of stayed the same as it was when you first built it, if your perceptions didn't change, then life wouldn't be nearly as interesting.